building in Simon Lama Gimel. Sef He, Mishabura is the Katan Chavtas. It's a long Mishabura. We're holding towards the end of the Mishabura. We come walk on Mimyoch Lahazik Ritzur Shlema, Bavari Nochon Lahak Ratchatkila Kataz. So we have this argument over here again, so that the Taz extended the area of Psul beyond just around the Rosh, but even down to the full length of the Shear of the Ritzuah, which is Adachazav, Adatabur, and some say Adatabur until to the Machamila. So he said, anywhere in there you're going to have a problem. So he says, if you can. So the Mikra, then we paskin, not like the Taz, and the Mikra, the Psul is only around the area which goes around the Rosh. But the mice, if you have an option of getting a ritzua shlema, you should definitely machmer the chachil like a taz and make sure that you have a ritzua which doesn't have any sewing involved in it in anywhere in the shear. There are many achronim which did follow the opinion of the taz. But however, he does say that when Taz's option is not available, you will follow the opinion of the many poskim, which say not like that, to the extent you can actually make a bracha. So it means if he's saying you make a bracha, he's saying he holds really Iker Pesach is not like the Taz, because it wouldn't be allowed you to make a bracha if he's specific like the Taz is correct. Furthermore, if you have in the Ritzua, before you get to this place where you're sewing, besides going around, there it goes around the head, and then it hangs down loose to Tvachim. So then, for sure, you can be Mekel. That beyond that spot, it helps Sphira. He said over there, we had a machlokes in regards to the shear. What exactly is the shear of the Ritzua? And so the Mechaber said that it should hang down to the point that reaches out of Tabor or the Mal Menot Ma'atz. If you don't have anything else available, you wear that. So on that, the Mishabura said, he brings Archetz Chaim, that which we're going to allow you to in the Bidiyavid, say it's less than the Tabor, it's kosher, it has to be at least a shear of Shnei Tefachim. He said that much you're going to need. So he's saying, I'll take that Arzus Achayim, which he says over there, and apply it over here, that if you have at least the shear of Shnei Tefachim, so you're ahead of the game. Could be even like the Taz, you'd be kosher. Fine. In this regard, it's a barach, but we'll initially reach a shear sa'aro.
Where else would it tear except in the wet? Ritzu always tears in the wet.
No, correct. Okay, let's finish the thought. Well, initially, but kashir sa'aro. He niyach prima gadam sarchian imashar ibashar litvur. Finally, Abba Simon Chavzayan, Sivkotim and Beis Mashuk Sav Nushal. So, till now, the case, we're talking about a case where it cut all the way across the width, but now your problem is you don't have enough length. Over here, the length is still there. The problem is there's a niche, there's a nick going into the side of the Ritzu'ah. So you still have the Ritzu'ah there. It's not being held on by being sewn. On the other hand, the width is not wide enough at that one point.
Oh, it's like carved out almost?
It's like a nick. There's a nick.
Not like it's, this is the Ritzu'ah. It's not like it's just slid here a little bit.
Well, the case we're dealing with now, it cut all the way across.
Okay, that's clear.
So my problem is I don't have enough length.
Right. Okay. I'm saying, let's say if this is the Ritzu and it's still connected, but it's like cut like halfway.
Right. That's what he's dealing with. So the problem is, so he's like this. If the shear of a width is a kisara, let's say now the kisara, the person grapple between, I think, is a 0.9 of a centimeter, you know, nine millimeters to 11 millimeters. That's the width of the kasara. That has to be that wide. So
is it that thing? Kasara is a barley.
Yeah, but all the shurim which we have, we
don't know. It's different.
Right. So, and then average mitzua is, let's say, that's our argument. It's 13 millimeters wide. That's pretty wide. Okay, but let's say it's you know, so see, even if it nicks in a millimeter or two, you still have 11 millimeters.
Mm-hmm.
So now you're fine. So the rest of the length is there. You have length, you have width, you have everything you need, right? So now my problem is, okay, that it nicked in more. So length is there, just one spot is not wide enough, right? So
it's not torn, it's actually like almost like bitten out.
Right.
Okay.
So now, so what I want to sew it together and say that would accomplish it. In that spot, I still have the shear of the width that I need to have, because if this is the length of this... If this is the length that I have to have, at one spot it's not wide enough, so I don't have a full length, which is wide enough. So one spot, I'm missing something. So I want to come and I want to sew it up. He says, he sends you back to the Mishnah before over there, also in Siman Chazayin. I don't remember offhand what he says, so let's take a look. Membes. Okay, that doesn't help address that point. So the pure gullah is simply that works. And he just said in the case where you have a shasat kach, you can rely on arachita, which is pachos than the share of a kasar. Okay, so that's you saying. That's you sending me back for that point. In regards to the sewing issue, it remains questionable. He doesn't give a psak on it.
If you were allowed to sew it, how would you sew it? You'd overlap it.
How else would you do it?
I don't know. I can't even imagine how else you would do it, unless you would take a piece from somewhere else and sew it onto that piece.
So we don't care that it won't look good.
It does have to, like you said before, it has to be done on the inside, because it has to look as, try and get it look as you know, get back to looking as normal as possible. Because that's the reason why we didn't allow knotting, is because it's visible from the outside. That's the problem with knotting. So if we can, you have to try and sew it in a way that it's not obvious. Okay.
Well, it'll be obvious because the resuah won't hang straight anymore.
Okay, I guess, but if you know...
What did you say? It would be obvious?
Because it won't hang straight. If you're overlapping, you pull one piece up, so it's...
No, basically, you can fold it on the tier. Basically, if you had this,
but then you see where it's doubled over.
No, but you would do the double over on the inside, and then from the outside, it just looks like it just looks like this tiny seam. Right. You don't even have to see it. All the overlap could be on the inside.
It could be
facing you, right. And when you look at the outside, all you may see is like a line where it joins together, but right. Not more. It wouldn't look that bad. Because all the work is on the back side.
Okay. Similar madala. Sera nochas the parshis b'tefillin. Ramahadran asher lehem be'zugos tefillin. So how do you place the parshis in the tefillin? Because there's an argument of exactly how you're supposed to place it, we end up with different opinions. So some people therefore wear multiple pairs of tefillin to fulfill that halacha. Okay. The way you place the parshas in the batim. So like this. The Rashi Baharambam. According to the Rashi and the Rambam, you start Kadesh Mismol. You start from the left with the parsha of Kadesh, which is the first parsha of Tefillin in the Torah. Mismol HaMeniach B'Bayis HaChitzim. It's on his left. Now, it's interesting the way you... The more actually presents it from the person facing the tree is not by the person who's wearing it. We don't see our parshias, but theoretically, we're looking at it as if we would be reading. So we're reading in order. Reading in order, so the person wasn't reading, the person was facing me. So on my left is his right. So his right, we go from right to left. So he's standing at me looking and saying, well, the first parsha she should see on the right side should be the parsha of Kaddish.
Which is the
wearer's
left.
Right. So, but then the reason why we put on the wearer's left, we start from the left for the first parsha, is because it's how the person who's the more person was the Kore, the person who would theoretically be reading it, if we're looking at him, he would see that parsha on the right. He'd right. go from right to left. So Kaddish is the first parsha. And therefore, that's going to be all the way over on the left of the person who's wearing it. Kaddish mismol hamaniach bebayis achit. That's the outermost compartment of the Sharosh. Then va'acharov ki yivyecho bebayis hasheni. So then going on the wearers, going from left to right, the next parsha will be B'hoya Kiviyecho, which is right after the parsha of Kaddish. Then, in the order of the Torah, the Shema is in parshas of Eschanan, with Shema B'bayis HaShlishi, Vahim Shemoya, which is in Ekev, B'bayis Rabi, Shu B'bayis Achitz and L'Yemina, which will be on his right side. So going from the person who's looking at him, it went all the way from right to left, in order. So that's that Rashi and the Rambam understanding more like that. Okay. Rebbein Otam. Now, the Lashon of the Gemara, doesn't say it exactly like this. The Gemara says that Kaddish is Yamin HaKare, and it uses the Lashon, and my mind is blanking right now on the Lashon, which Rebbeinu Tam is going to force him to understand. Rebbeinu Tam, Rebbeinu Shishi, Vahayim Shemaya, Bais Rabbi, Shehu HaKitzen, Shema. So he has going from the person looking at him from the Kore's right, which means the Meniach's left, Kaddish B'hayim Kiviyecho, and then starting in the other direction, Shema B'hayim Shemoy, going from the Kore's left, which is the Meniach's right, you now go in the order of Shema B'hayim Shemoy. So Shema is going to be on the outside. You switch directions. You say Kaddish Hayakibiyacho, Shema Hayim Shemaya. That's how the Gemara has a lashon over there. Shema Hayim Shemaya means small. I think it's a lashon of the Gemara. So again, the Gemara is positioning it from the person who's the Kare, the person who's looking at the Meniach and reading it. The Gemara says Kaddish Hayakibiyacho Yemin. The mean of the Kare is the left of the Meniach. It says Kaddish B'Hayikviyach of Miyamin, Shema B'Hayim Shemoya Mismal. So according to Rashi, it's Kaddish B'Hayikviyach Shema B'Hayim Shemoya. So yes, these two are on the right, these two are on the left. The Rebbeinu Tam says, but the loss of the word is Shema B'Hayim Shemoya Mismal, which means again the Kare is small is over there, so you put Shema on his left and then B'Hayim Shemoya. That's how he understands the Gemara. Making sense?
I say it again. You can make a picture of it.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, have a pad of paper here. For once, we can't even. So we have our Meniach over here, we have the Kare standing over here. Right? So for this is left and this is right. And from his angle, this will be right and this will be left. Right? The way he's looking at it. So Mor's Lashon is Kadesh Vahay Kiviyecha Miyamin of the Kare. Shema Vahim Shemoya Mismo. So Rashi says what it means is he's looking
at. What's the third one?
So he according to Rashi.
Yeah, according to Rashi, what?
This is Kaddish.
Okay.
Okay. This is Shema.
Okay, so it's logical order. It's the order how it's written.
It's what it's written.
Okay, that's easy.
Right. Comes around the time of the Morses, but the Lashon of the Gemara, right? Right, Rashi's easy.
Mm-hmm.
Rashi's very easy.
Yeah, Rashi's logical.
Rashi follows. I'm a kore. I go from right to left, and I follow the order of the Torah.
As if you'd be reading it.
As if I'm reading, right? Yeah. That makes sense. Comes along around time and says the lashon of the Gemara is kadosh vayu kibiyachal miyamin. Shema b'hayim shemoyah mismal. That's lashon of the Gemara. So according to him, so it'll be kadosh
from small.
Vayu ki yibiyachal. Im Shemaya and Shema. So that Shema, Bahim Shemaya, be small.
What's the logic in that? It's not the order of it's written. Is there any explanation? Or just he says that's I understand the Gemara and that's how it's written and that's how it's supposed to be.
So he says, listen, the first step is that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says Shema Bahim Shemaya mi small, which means from the left side I write Shema.
Okay.
And Bahim Shemaya, what I do gain, brother, you have the two Bahayas go together. So you're being master of the two parshas of Bahoya together, which that he mentions also.
And what's the relevance of that?
But that's how he understands the Gemara.
So I'm saying, right. Other than the Gemara, is there any logic behind it that he explains? Or
I'm aware of.
We know why the Gemara is ordered. Gemara's in service.
Sweet, take one off the pile.
I think the Gemara does say that the Inyan of being masked with the two Bahayas together. Okay, so Uminiga Olam is Kirashi Vera Rambam. The Minig Olam is like Rashi and the Rambam, so that's how we do it. So the standard pair of Tefillin will have Kaddish, so from the person who's wearing it, it starts from his left, it's Kaddish Hayakiriyacha, Shema Bahayim Shemaya. Okay. So Mr. Burr. I'm about to say Zuck Rashi, but you know. Say that in the chasm. Sif cut and olive. Dala Kuli Alma in Hichlevates a parsha, Shanusana Shalom Babaisam Yuchadlo, Psulan, Afishtal Parshis Bidalabatim, Kosgin Mosan Shte Parshis Babaisachin. Wherever it's supposed to be, if it's not where it's supposed to be, it's possible. So according to Rashi, this is the only way to do it. If you put any other order, you're not Yotze. According to Ben Otam, also, he follows that's the order. And obviously, if you put two parshiyos in one bias and none in one of the batim, you're not going to be yotze. Each parsha has a bias where it belongs, and that's it. So it has to be mitzvah hamaniach. Filim hamaniach is who eats or zinim basar yamin usmol dalma. So do we change it? So for the average person, this is his left and this is his right. This person doesn't eat there, so we refer to in some way that this would be his right. That's his stronger hand. This is his weaker hand. That's his left. No, that doesn't make a difference. Ben Otam kasa poysin the gamer Ben Otam moed the bein and ksivosim kaseder shem ksubim b'ter. Now the Ben Otam agrees that the halacha of the halacha of kasedron misad ksiva. So that has to be in the order of the written in the Torah. Shu Kaddish, Vayiv Kibiyach, Shema, Vayim Shemaya. The Polig, Rashi, Linyan, Hanachasim, Babat. The only argument is where you place them. So when you write them in this order, of the correct order, but then you place them in a different order. Well, Ken wrote to Litha, Tfilin, Ladasha, Ben Otam. Now this applies to the Shalyad also, according to this. This argument is not only an issue in the Shalrosh. In the Shalrosh, it's four separate parshiyos, but in the Shalyad also, the way you write the klaf, it's one klaf with all four parshiyos, but you write Kaddish, Vayikiviyacha, Shema, Hayim Shemaya. That according to the time. You go all the way over to the last column and you write Shema, and then you go back to the middle column, the third column, and you write Vayikiviyacha. Then you leave a blank space. The area where you would put Vayim Shemaya. Then you go over to the left column and you write Shema. Then you go back and write the third column. You write four separate pieces of cloth in the correct order of the Torah. V'sadim abatim kaddish v'hoya kiviyecho v'hoya im and then Shema. V'yin dinei psuchas v'stumas v'tfilin eich l'isnag b'dayto k'var b'yano li'el v'esar shem l'amad b'ezayin shom. So we discussed that there's a lot of psuchas and stumas of So according to Rashi, you look at we have one order of in the Torah. Kaddish and Vayikivecha are both psuchas, and Shema is a psucha, and Vayim Shema is a stuma. So we got that right, I think. So we tell the ksiva is not tefillin, so you have to leave the correct amount of weight to make each one being a psucha going to the next one. If you want to follow the way it is in the Torah. But according to Ben Otam, you wrote it in an order, in the Shalyad, you wrote it in an order where you move the Hayim Shemaya over one parsha. So you have to make the end of Vayikivecha in such a way that it will make a stuma in the beginning of Hayim Shemaya, which, according to Rashi, that'll be relevant at the end of Shema, not the end of Vayikivecha.
So does this mean that if the Tefillin Shekhtah and the Kaddish is Pasul, then you have to rewrite all Parshiyot? Or you have to find one that was written before the other three somehow?
If you don't want Shalroi, even the Shalroi and Shemin.
Yeah.
Correct.
So what was the question?
If you find a Pasul somewhere in Kaddish, the other three Parshiyot can't be used anymore, right? If you found the different parshas written before, that'd be fine, right? Kirashi or Rambam, and Sifkat and Dalid, because of Esiyasa B'Sharchan, the Ken Ikr, the Ken Hiskam, or Grabba B'Yurai. That the Ikr Psak is like Rashi and the Rambam, that's where the Minigar Elam is, but that's not just the Minigar Elam, that's the Halach Olamai, so that's what we do. Fine. Comes along Sif Beis. Yereshimayim Yitzi Yedeshtayim, but it might be to Safak, whether you're to your Tefillin. So Yerushalayim should be Yitzi Yedeshtayim. So again, the Ikr Psak is that we're agreeing that the Ikr Psak is like Rashi and the Rambam. But it is a questionable issue. And therefore, the Rishonim already, the Baalei Tosfos suggested that Yerushalayim Yitzi Yedeshtayim, we ask Shtei Zugos Tefillin, he wear two pairs of Tefillin. He should make two pairs of Tefillin. He wears both of them. Now he wears both of them. Now you have a concern over here, potentially, of Baalei Tosfos. So the eight is like this. You have the following intent when you put them on. I don't know which one the halacha is like Rashi or the Beis Hamikdash. I don't know. But whatever one is the correct halacha, whatever you decide is right, that's what Amim Mechavim L'Shem Mitzvah, with that one. And the other one is Tam, I'm putting on a piece of leather on, not L'Shem Mitzvah. Now, the Mechaber says, "Kimokim yesh b'roish lo niach shtei tefillin v'chem b'zroi." There's room for two pairs of tefillin, so you can put both pairs of tefillin on at the same time. Like I showed you that picture of these people who wear multiple two pairs of tefillin at the same time. V'meni yodei l'chaven hamokim lo niach shneim yachid. He doesn't feel comfortable putting both on and getting both of them in the right spots. That's not so easy. So then, what you do is you niach kedivrei ha'echad shel yad v'shel roish. You put on the opinion of one of them first, the Shalyad and Shalrosh of the same version, and then the Biniach Ha'acherim Al Smach Bracha Rishon. And later on, you put on the second pair based on your original bracha. So now, the way the Mechaber first presented, you put on Rashi. Immediately, you take off Rashi, you put on Shalrosh on top. This way, the bracha which you made is being said right now, and right now you're putting on Rashi, then you're putting on Rabbeinu Tam.
It's more of a general question, and I don't want you to answer it today.
Okay.
I just want to know if there is an answer for it. There's plenty of machlokes that preceded Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, many of them, and we decided that, and the decision was made which way to paskin. That's how we went, and pretty much we negated the other psak. And in certain things like this, we say Yirei Shemayim should put them on both. But there would be thousands of things people have to do two times. I just want to know if there is an answer for it. I'm not asking what the answer is, but I'm saying, is there an answer for that? Or is it just the way it is?
Well, it's an interesting question, because actually the Gro did not wear Ben Otam Tov.
Right.
So they asked the Gro in the Argus, there's a sefer called Keser Rosh, was written by Reb Chaim Volozhin, or I think he wrote it, but I think his Talmud, either his son or his Talmud put it out, on Haggis that he saw by the Gra, and, you know, explanations, etc. So one of the things was he says that he asked the Goyen, why didn't he wear Reb Tam Tefillin? Remember, the Goyen wore Tefillin the whole day.
All day, right.
So he said, I hold the Kripa Sakas like Rashi. So he said like this, the average person doesn't wear Tefillin the whole day, so what does he lose? Let him put on Rashi. Before he goes, he takes off his tefillin. He leaves to go to work. Take a minute. You're not putting doing this with Rashi tefillin anymore. Anyway, why not put on the Ben Tam? It's a kind of Ben Tam. But I'm going to wear Rashi tefillin the whole day. So every second I take off Rashi tefillin, and I put the Ben Tam tefillin, I hold them up in Yotze. I mean, about my mitzvah. So he didn't. He says, "Elamai what?" So why not be Yotze Misafik? Because if you want to get involved in the possible Misafik, the Gemara Cheshbon up to the 64 pairs of tefillin, the person would need to wear. He says, I'm not ready to put on 64 pairs of tefillin during the day because that would get quite cumbersome.
64.
Because, you know, there are different machlokes of how to do certain things. And they multiply. You know, you have the Rashi according to ABC, you have the Rebbe Tam according to ABC, and you have the Rashi, you know.
About the Batin, about the Ksav.
Right. So he said, once you start multiplying, you end up with so many pairs of tefillin, it's cumbersome to the point. And they keep talking like Rashi and the Batin got it. It's interesting the Gaon point was he's wearing tefillin the whole day. For him, every reg of not Rashi is a bitul mitzvah.
Mm-hmm.
But a person not wearing tefillin the whole day says, okay, so here, you know, you could argue, well, why not put on both? Mm-hmm. Now, so the Mechaber, but why does this Mechlokes seem to have taken on a life of its own?
Right, that's what I'm wondering.
I don't know.
Do Litvish have the Rebbeinu Tam tefillin do, or just Hasidim do?
So I'll tell you in a second.
I know Hasidim do, that I know for sure.
So I'll tell you in a second. Let's just finish off the sif. Now, interesting, Maisa. Anyway, so let's go back and read the Lashon Mechaber. Yiniach kedibri echad shal yad v'shal reish v'salkum miyad v'yiniach ha'chrem ha'smach b'achar v'shana. Okay, so this first eitzah was wearing both simultaneously. It says if you don't feel that you're able to be mechab in the correct mokum by doing so, so you put on one set, take it off immediately, and put on the second set. This way, the brach which you make goes on both. If you don't have the option of wearing both simultaneously, don't do like I just said, that you make a bracha on one, take it off immediately, and make a bracha on the second one. But rather,
make a bracha on
the yiniach shal Rashi, you put on the second one, I'm sorry. Yiniach shal Rashi, rivarach aleim, you put on Rashi, you wear them. You wear that for davening. Then you put on the tefillin shel Rebbeinu Tam, and you say the parsha Shema Avohim Shemoya, and but now you can't say the bracha you made on your tefillin originally goes in this Rebbeinu Tam. It's, you know, you've been masking between with all these tefillas. But since the Ikir Pesach is like Rashi, so we do Rashi. And the Maisa, we're Yer to the Rebbeinu Tam without a bracha at the end of the Tam. And that's become the standard, how we do it. So if you look at the Igros Moshe, so there's a letter, there's a tshuva there from the Moshe to the Lubavitcher Rebbe. The Lubavitcher Rebbe wrote to Moshe that a letter that he should start wearing Rebbeinu Tam tefillin. Because, you know,
why did he
told, he wrote him that Moshe should wear Rebbeinu Tam to give Musar.
He
should put on Rebbeinu Tam tefillin.
He told Rebbe Moshe to do that.
Yeah, he told Moshe to do that.
Is that the only Musar that he ever gave Moshe?
I don't know, but this is recorded. And then he says, and if you feel that you can't afford the pair, I'll buy you the red Tom filler. Okay, so Rav Moshe is responding to the Lubavitcher Rebbe why he doesn't, you know.
Yeah.
He says it says Yirei Shemayim. He has a few different things. You know, didn't say him as Yirei himself as Yirei Shemayim, whatever. But you know, he has a response. He said, but just like picturing the scenario is like fascinating, you know. So it's an Archaim Chelik Aleph, very close to the beginning of the Sefer.
But we conclude from that that Ramosha did not.
He did not. Mm-hmm. Did not.
Mechaber sin for somebody who's muflag, and now he's saying Yirei Shemayim.
Well, the Mechaber said Loshem Yishamayim, but the point we're going to see, you're right, is that the issue was once upon a time was very uncommon to do. and therefore it's considered a yur to do it. So he said a person who's a muflug, an anhogas, so it wouldn't be considered a balgaiba element for him to do it. Whereas every person, you're the Yerush Shemayim, was going to do the mitzvah. Like, really? Okay, I think you. It's like, by the mon. The mon, the person got the mon, how close to their house based on their tzitkis.
Uh-huh.
So one day a guy wakes up and his mon is by his front door. He says, wow. Well, I must be such a big tzaddik. Bal guy, but next day his mom is out of the field. I'm Yerush Shemayim.
Feedback about her.
Right, I'm saying, but so you have to be careful, with these type of things. Anyway, I don't know what time it is.
But these days,
8:43.
So if it's talui, whether it's yuhur or not, in public, it's talui on the makom and the zman. I mean, these days there are probably a number of people.
Right. So nowadays it's become much more common to do it, and therefore it would probably not be an issue of yuhur at this point in time.
Well, you could solve the problem by putting on the rabbanim tamsil at home, can't you?
Oh, that's an interesting
thing. If the davening, you come home, you finish davening, you put on your you don't need a mean for that.
That's true, but that's not always realistic for people to be able to, to go.
No, wait.
But that person I showed you that I saw in Portland, he actually has a special yarmulke that he wears, which covers the Reinal Tam Tefillin. He has the Rashi in front, the Reinal Tam in back. When he comes in, he has a regular velvet yarmulke, but right before after he puts on Tefillin, he pulls out of it's almost like a cap, and it goes over the Reinal Tam, and you just see the Rashi, you don't see the Reinal Tam Tefillin.
So it won't look like Yahara.
So it's not visible.
No.
So it's the element of not publicizing that he's doing it.
I thought you're not allowed to cover the shalosh.
listen, you can't.
I thought the shalyad you have to cover, and the shalosh you're not allowed to cover.
It's not makim if you cover it.
I thought you can put your talis over
should
partly.
Should cover the tefillin shalyad.
Yeah, no, I know that's what he said. But I thought that people the minhag is put it over partially, whatever.
Okay. Well, that's logistics when you cover, but the talisov yet it's. Okay. It may happen, but you're not specifically trying to cover it. You're not bedafka trying to cover it,
I understand.
The whole idea of the Shal Rosh, my understanding, is the Yorukalam Yoritsky Shem Hashem
Nikola.
He already has one visible. And also, it might look like you're hard to wear, not because of Rabbeinu Tam, but because he's wearing two at once. So that's a rare thing to do.
Okay, now. Is that the scene? This is Mukhap one of the Mishabers over here at least. So cotton hay, v'yaniach. So what you just mentioned, and I came and niach shnei zugos tefillin. So Mukhap's first option was wear both simultaneously. Person who does that, yaniach shal Rashi lamata, the tzad apanim shal Rabbeinu Tam lamal. So you put Rashi lower down and the Rabbeinu Tam further back. And so that's the example. They were able to cover the Rabbeinu Tam tefillin with that. Okay, because of a rizal, shiach the tzchila shal Rashi. Now. He says, "Yad is tchila shal Rashi v'amidim l'tzadikos." Now, by the shayad, you put Rashi in first, up more closer to the shoulder. And then, v'achareim shor benu tam l'tzadiyad. The benu tam is going to be lower down, closer to the hand. But again, mishneim al kibaris. Obviously, both have to be on the kibaris. V'niach b'rosh shor Rashi l'matam shor benu tam yosel l'malam. Obviously, they both have to be placed in the area which is considered the proper place to place tefillin. And then the Rashi will cover the Ritzus of the Rebbeinu Tam. So you scale the rock Ritzus to Rashi. You only have the Ritzus to Rashi visible.
Is that considered Chatzitza?
To the Rebbeinu Tam, you katanim tefillin to Rashi. I'm a sefer kavonis tefillin perikud in your base. Would it be considered a chatzitza so that there was a concept of the min b'min and chatzitz? So we don't do the chatzitza, but we have another eitzah. So I think I showed you the picture, that's what they talked about.
It seems like what you want to do in essence is if you're putting them both on is that Rashi's is in the more ideal location, right?
Right.
So then the more ideal location is if the Ritzus is on your skin, not with something in between. Why don't you put the Rashi's underneath? And
I think it's more
the top.
I think it's more the other way around. That what you're doing is that the Reinal Tam is as invisible as possible.
Oh, okay.
Right. So that was what his picture over here. You don't see the mitzvahs of the Rebbeinu Tam. You see the kesher of the Rashi is on top of the Rebbeinu Tam kesher. Right? You just don't even notice. It's almost you don't even notice the bottom kesher.
They don't show the front.
The front.
One could not be on the other.
You can't have a hefsek for the key part of it. You can't have. I thought you can't be a hefsek. So what are you accomplishing?
Well, we hold mikra din min chutzis. That's why by his shalyad, he did the same thing.
The
Shalyad.
They're both ritzuas.
You look and you see there's two layers of ritzuas there, but you come out can't see it. And throughout the whole arm down, it goes like that. I got to take a picture of that.
Apparently, Eno.
Right.
If it were chotzeitz, then it would
down the arm is only one. There's one pair of ritzuas.
He must come early to shul.
I was going to say, this is really an art.
You know, so you only see one pair of ritzuas.
He gets there half hour early before anyone comes.
He only see one pair of ritzuas. But even when he puts on the, over here, the maestro, he has two. You see the two. But on the outside, it's for him, one of the brothers, he does it separate. One brother was able, said he learned how to do it like that. Even putting on the shayad, It's mamash one act of hanoch. You see the two layers, but it's like covered.
Yeah.
That's the coolest thing.
Oh, I see it's under.
I really want to take a video of them doing it, but I didn't. Before davening, I hadn't asked for shus. After davening, they were taking off already, so I didn't know it was a matriarch then. I had to leave, but I'm sure they would have. Plus, I had to go. I'd be home already. Missed my plane. Like I could go picture about a town, but I missed my plane. You know,
that would be worth it.
I agree to that, but you have to convince my wife about that. Fine.
Your Muskins like Rashi.
Misha meniach tefillin shayad shaldas rabbeinu tam. Tefillin shalroish that kadash Rashi or Rambam. He has one shalyad and one shalrosh. His shalyad is the Rebbeinu Tam's, and the shalrosh is Rashi's. Pasuk shus Yaakov chel gavsim and beis the enor yotzei aliva the kliyama. He's not yotzei. Okay, because according to Rashi, the shalyad he put on wasn't the valid shalyad, and vice versa. That's all you got. You wear it. Because we said before, if a person only has a shayad, he only wears a shayad. So it's not worse than. Listen, maybe the shayad is right and the shayad is not. So you put on a shayad at least, or vice versa. So whatever you have, you wear. So you'd wear both. But the brach is only on the Rashi ones. We said before, we mean tefillin, each. Tefillin, each tefillah is allowed to have its own bracha. So it's even though, because the ma'aseh, the halacha, the two separate mitzvahs. So the shayad and the shorosh, so, but you only make the bracha of whichever one is the Rashi. If the shorosh was the Rashi, you would make no bracha. You put in the shayad, you put in the shorosh, you'd make, according to our minhag, you make two brachas. Then he adds one more kanach, that the order is you would put on the, if you only, in other words, according to Rashi, all you have is a shalrosh. So put on your shalrosh, make a bracha on your shalrosh and put it on. So you put that on, and then you put on the Rebbeinu Tam's Rashi. The Rebbeinu Tam's shalyad, I'm sorry. The order would be the shalrosh is the ikar one, so you do that first. Chalitz chalos shalyad tchila. When you take it off, so in other words, we almost over here that halacha that we were makar, we take the shalrosh first, is because the Torah says Bahayu is plural, to tell me that you should have both on when it's Ben Enecha. So whenever you have the Shalrosh on, you should have two. That's not relevant over here, because according to Rashi, you don't have a Shayad. So there's no reason to take off the So then it makes sense to leave on the Shel Rosh, which is the Rashi, longer, and take off the Red Otam first. Right? So that situation, you leave the Rashi, which is the Shel Rosh, on, and you take off the Shel Yad, which is the Red Otam first, and then the Shel Rosh second. That's what the Shesh Yaakov says. It's one of these great riddles. Like, when's the case that the Loch is, you have to take off the Shel Yad before the Shel Rosh, you know? So you ever want to ask your kids a hard riddle? Okay. So you put on Shneim the Basachas, Vov, Yachal Yad, together on the Yad, Rivorach, Vahatkim Basachas, and you do the Hiduk both at the same time, Wood and Mishal Rosh, Kreshitiv and Lochus, Shteim, Samach Labrocha. And that's almost what they do. They mamash, but you know, they do the Hiduk, Shal Rosh, both of them, I saw it, they put both on their head and they tighten all of it. It's one time.
That would be tough, a lot tougher on the Shal Yad, wouldn't it?
But so the shayat, so the one who has it with the, it's one hiduk. The one who does it one on top of the other, it's one ma'asei hiduk for both. The other one says he hasn't perfected that. He does two separate by the shayat. It's one right after the other. But I really have to, you know, get another chance to really watch how they do it.
Where do they put it?
Now the last,
maybe it's on YouTube. Same
time. Probably is nowadays. So then you should mechaben the regards to the hanochi of Baal Tosef issue. So we're going to be mechaben whatever one is correct. That's what I'm in yard. So with the other one, I'm not doing the same mitzvah b'chlal. Okay, but let's hold that for tomorrow.